The God that we serve, the God of heaven and earth, I'll tell you what, there's none else that deserves our praise and our worship any more than He does. I love praise and worship part of services because you know what? We can pour out our hearts to a just God, to a righteous God. Amen? We can do that this evening. I love that. Praise God. You know, I'm going to be over in John, the book of John, the 4th chapter, if you want to turn there with me. Very familiar scripture, John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Let's say this, say that verse one more time. Say ye not, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already for the harvest. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this evening, I come again, Lord, thanking you. Thanking you so, you deserve every bit of the thanks, Lord Father. I want to thank you for the opportunity to stand behind the sacred desk here this evening. I pray, Father, that Lord, that what's said and done here tonight would be for the upbuilding and the glory of your kingdom, Lord. I pray, Father, that we could look and open up our eyes and see that those fields are ripe for the harvest. And Lord, we'll give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. And amen. Do you realize that half of the world's population today are minors? Do you know that? And what I mean by minors, the median age on this planet is 24 years of age. 24 years of age. There may be some who say that, you know what, that the fields of mission are dying. There may be some that maybe haven't even say that. But you know what? Actually, it's not dying. They're being born every day. Do you understand whenever he says the fields are ripe for harvest? People are being born every day. And folks, you know what? We cannot turn a blind eye to that. We cannot do that. Well, two people die every 2 seconds. Do you realize in that same 2 seconds, there are 9 people born on this planet? In that same 2 seconds, there are 9 people born on this planet every second. I've seen one time where there's almost like 400,000 people born today in the world over that right there. It's amazing to realize that 50% of those that live on this planet today have been born in the last 25 years. I tell you what, right there tells me something right there, folks. Listen, you know what? There is a younger generation out there that need to know about Jesus Christ. And folks, we are the one. We are that generation right now that need to be telling the world that there is a Savior that died for them. Praise God. A God that sent His Son that they could have salvation. Listen to me. Since 1990, half the world population has been born in that neighborhood right there. But you know what? America makes up less than 5% of that. Did you realize that? They make up less than 5% of that. And you know what struck me when I was reading this? Every year in this country, there's almost 4,000 churches that close down in this country. For whatever reason. Lack of attendance, whatever it may be. But you know what? Well, that brings me to my point. You know, are all the people on planet Earth and all the people in the United States, are they all God's children? No, they're not. They're all God's creation. Whenever I hear people say, well, we're all God's children, it makes me cringe sometimes. But you know what? That's not the case. We are not all of God's children, but we are all of God's creation. Praise God. You know what? I want to tell you something right now, folks. Whenever I believe this evening, we are all, and we, every one of us in here has our own corner of our little own field that we need to be taken care of. Am I right on that? You know what? Listen to this. Number one, the harvest is ripe. If the fruit is ripe and it is not plucked, what will happen to it? It rots. It rots. I'm telling you, we have such a great opportunity. We have, as Christian people, we have the message. I don't know if I can get it across enough. We have the message of hope. We have the message to let people know. Listen to me. We have that message. All this other nonsense out in the world, they don't have the message of hope. We have it. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the harvest is rotten. And if we do not take care of it, you know what? That harvest will rotten. That harvest will go away. You know what? The world is hungry for the gospel. I believe that. Do you not believe that? I believe the world is hungry for it. People are searching for something. They're searching for God. They're searching for God. And I'll tell you what, we have it. We have it. If you are a born-again Christian, to the sitting here tonight, or out here in the world, you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ come into your heart. You know that we have the message of hope for these people. We have it. And you know what? You know what? People are hungry. They're searching. They are ripe for the harvest. Will we be fast enough to pluck it? That's the question. That's the question I want to ask every one of us in here tonight. Are we fast enough to pluck the harvest whenever it's ripe? You know what? If we are slow, we will lose souls. Because guess what will happen? Satan will fill that void with something. He'll fill it with something. And you know what? I don't even like the thought of that. You know that? I don't even like the thought of that. Because you know what? I believe that we have the one true message to bring them to the place to where they can come to, you know, to peace and hope in their lives. And that's through Jesus Christ. We can do that. The harvest will be destroyed if we don't watch. The harvest will be destroyed. You know what? In Joel 1:11, it tells me this. Be ashamed, you farmers. Well, you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley because the harvest of the field has perished. You ever read that in there? When I got studying for that, I read that and I just about wept. I about wept. Because you know why? You know what? I believe we're falling. We're letting down. We've got the message. And if we do not get the message out there to a lost and dying world, we're going to lose the harvest. We're going to lose it. I believe I read something this past week that at one time, whenever some of the great preachers, some of the greater preachers back in the early 1900s, 1800s, there's like a billion people on this planet. And between them preachers alone, these great evangelists, there was over a million counted that were saved during that time. Now, there's over like 9 million or 9 billion people on this planet today. I'm telling you folks, the harvest is ripe. It's ready. It's ready. And you know what? And it's for a younger generation. The Bible tells, you know, there's two things in the Bible that I've read. You know, first off, it said that there'll be a spiritual awakening and also there'll be a great falling away. You remember seeing those two things in the Bible? I believe that spiritual awakening can happen. I believe it can happen. Yeah, there's people falling, but I believe also that through Jesus Christ, then through this younger generation, that this awakening can happen and they can see that there's something besides what they have out here in this world. Too many times the fruit is ready to be harvested, folks. Too many times. And we sit back waiting for another day. While we're waiting, the harvest rottens on the vine. It does. I've often thought about this, you know. Like last year, we had a lot of fruit on the trees last year and stuff like that. And I remember apple trees. And you know what? I don't know if you get, we couldn't get all of it. Seemed like we couldn't get all the apples off of our tree. It seemed like we couldn't. The deer either got them or we just get them and some of them are rotten. And you know what? Praise God. You know what? We don't have to be that way in our own corner of the little field when it comes to the souls of those that are lost. We can't be that way. You know, with the harvest, we don't want it to rot. We don't want it to do that. God may be dealing with someone you know. Am I right? God may be dealing with someone you know right now, a friend. You know what? A neighbor, a family member, a co-worker, or someone you meet during the day. Listen to me. God may be giving you the opportunity of their spiritual lives. Not the opportunity of your life, but the opportunity of their spiritual lives. Why is that? Because you know what? You may be their only Bible that they read down through the day. You may be their only hope. You may be the only one that can reach them. You may be. God may be giving you that opportunity. Don't let the harvest be destroyed because of your indecision. Don't let it be that way. When you get the chance and God is opening up the door for you and He's letting you have the opportunity to talk to these people, can I tell you something? Jump on it. Jump on it with all that you have. Let them know. You know, let them know that God loved them enough to send His Son. Let them know that they can have true salvation in their hearts. Amen? Let them know that. Revelation 14:15 tells us, thrust your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap, for the harvest of the earth is what? It is ripe. The harvest of this earth is ripe, brothers. It is. Praise God. The harvest must be seen. You know what? No matter what we talk about it, you must be able to see that the harvest is there. Too many times, we don't see because with our eyes, we see things with our eyes, but not with our heart. How many times do we really not look upon it with our hearts? We look at it, we know there's lost out there. We see it with our eyes. But you know what? Are we really concerned enough in our heart for all those that are lost? Or we, do we have that concern that we should have for all those who are lost? Not just maybe the ones that are close to us, but all those we come in contact with. Lift up your eyes and look at the fields. We may drive by the fields every day. We may be driving by them every day and not see that they're ripe. We may do that, you know, because we look, but we don't see. You understand what I'm saying? You ever heard the old saying that, you know what? We hear, but we listen, but we really don't hear? Right? Well, you know, sometimes I think we look and we really don't see. We look and we really don't see. The problem with some Christians is sometimes we are asleep. And other times, you know what? We ask ourselves, can we ask ourselves, really, do we care? That's a shame to even say that, is it not? Look at Romans 13:11. And that knowing that the time now is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. I know we could apply that to our life, but let me tell you something. I apply that to all those out there. I apply it to all those out there who are lost, and the fields and the harvest is ready, and they're out there, they're ripe. And brothers and sisters, I apply that to them. Folks, Christians, let's wake up out of this and let the world know that, you know what? That there is Jesus Christ. And I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is coming back again one day. Dr. David Jeremiah, I don't know if you listened to him much, but he was talking today, this morning, about the second coming of Christ. Do you realize that in every, how did he say that? And I'm trying to think of it. Please bear with me here a minute. But it really astounded me that, you know what? That it talks more about his second coming than it ever did about him coming the first time. It's almost double the talk all the way through the Bible about his second coming more than it ever talked about his first coming. And you know why? Because you know what? He's saying, be ready, folks. Be ready. You know, apathy will all sometimes set in on us too, folks. The laborers must be sent, and they must be willing to go, right? You know what? We are sent. We are sent people, and we must be willing whenever he calls us to go. What is so difficult to understand about the word go? Can anybody tell me that? What does go mean? What does it mean? It means to motion. It means motion. It means to go. Get out of here. Go do what you need to do. Isaiah 6:8, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? Then I said, here am I, Lord, send me. You say that today? Here am I, Lord, send me. Send me. Send you. You know, Romans 10:14 and 15, how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they preach unless they are sent? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring good tidings of good things. I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at some of the best preachers in the world right now. I'm looking at you. You understand that? I'm looking at some of the best preachers right here. I'm looking at you. That's who I'm looking at. You know why? Most people will not be reached with the gospel because unless you tell them. I can't be everywhere. I cannot be. But you know what? Your little corner of the field, where you're at, where you work, where you live, where you frequent, that's your little corner of the field. And I want to tell you something. You could be the best preacher that there ever was right there. You can be it. You say, how's that? How can that be? Because you know why? You have the Spirit of God in you like I've got the Spirit of God in me. You have the Word of God in you like I've got the Word of God in me. You have this Bible. You have so many things. Your testimony may be the thing that's needed to get that person to understand that they need Jesus Christ. Your testimony. You know what? I've had times, and you take a preacher and you put them in a situation, people would, oh yeah, he's a preacher, they don't want to listen. But you know what? You take somebody that's been right there with them, that knows them, you tell you what, you talk to them, you get them to understand, I'll tell you what, you can make a world of difference. They may not listen to me. They may have come here Sunday after Sunday, and they may not listen to a word that I'm saying. And you know what? I can understand that probably. But I'm just telling you, listen to me. They'll listen to you sometimes, but they won't listen to me. We will stand in judgment before God if we're negligent. Matthew 9:37-38. And then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Amen. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Folks, I want to tell you something right now. Listen to me. God's got a work for you. Amen. He's got something for you to do. Whether you're going to school tomorrow, whether you're going to work, whether you're going to Walmart, wherever you may be going tomorrow. I want you to understand something. God's got the work for you. You alone are the one. You're the one. Lift up your eyes. Look upon the harvest, the field. Look upon the field. The harvest is ripe. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. I believe it's time the Holy Spirit's working. I believe that. I believe the people are willing and wanting to get a hold of Jesus Christ. You know what? There's people that have hard-hearted all their lives. They're hard-hearted all their lives. But you know what? I've seen the Spirit get a hold of them. And you know what? It brings them right to their knees. And this is the thing. You know what? I believe with all my heart that you can pray the convicting power of the Spirit of God upon their lives.
Amen.
And you can say, God, whatever it takes to convict him. But I'm going to tell you something right now. When you pray that, you better be prepared. You better be prepared because I believe God will convict them once. I really do. And whatever it takes to convict them, it's hard to tell what it may be. But I'm going to tell you something. He'll do that if you really truly believe that. And if that's what you want, the convicting power of God will come upon that person's life. And I'll tell you, it may not be a pretty sight, but I'll tell you what, they will be convicted. They will be convicted. I believe that wholeheartedly. So tonight, as we get a song, I'm done. Any of you this evening that has a need, anything in your heart, you know what? I ask you to come. It said, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers unto his harvest field. That's the last, 38th verse there. It says, ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out. Tonight, ask him, Lord, send me where I'm needed. Take me where you want me. Put my feet. Let me speak the words. And whenever you get there, he will give you the words to speak. Amen? He'll give it to you. I've seen it time and time again. Now let's go get him. Let's go get him.